Lie on your back, and today is the 31st of August, 2016, and we're going to do lesson number 3, which we've done other times. It's called Rolling to Sit with the Elbows, but it seemed to follow last week's lesson quite nicely and gives us an opportunity to continue working with your core. So begin with your legs long, your arms down by your side, and draw into your awareness like we've been doing your 4 dots. So we've been putting a dot behind each shoulder blade and a dot behind each buttock cheek. And these 4 dots are one color. For whatever reason, I usually pick yellow. And then you draw lines to connect the dots. And then these lines I make red. They're all 4 red, and it creates a rectangle. And in doing this, it helps you sense and become aware for yourself if you have a fairly square rectangle, or if one shoulder is higher than the other, or one side of the pelvis is tipped again higher or lower, or one side might feel shorter, or a side might feel longer. What's also quite interesting is sometimes one's rectangle can feel like, oh, it's really long today. And then another day it's like, wow, it doesn't feel as long. It feels a little more like a squatty rectangle, right? So those are all the things that you start to pay attention to that help you give you a sense of yourself. And then in between these 4 points, right in the center, is where your spine lies. So starting at the base of your neck and traveling all the way down to your tailbone is again just to get a sense how your spine is resting. And is there any place along the way that it curves a little bit, so that it's not really right in the center. And there's no need to correct it or change it. It's again becoming aware. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left. Go slow enough so you can sense the quality of rolling your head to each side, how that feels for you this morning, today. Nice. So let's start with our knees bent and your feet standing. And since we're going to continue with this development of your core, I thought we'd bring in doing some of the diaphragm breath work, okay, to get your diaphragm going, first of all, which affects your lower back. So once your knees are standing, your feet are lined up with your sit bones, so your knees are slightly spread apart, right? Never are your knees together when the legs are standing. And let's first just do a movement of tilting the pelvis before we get into the breathing. So you do a movement of thinking of bringing, I'm going to say the word belly and pubic bone forward. And that creates an arch in your lumbar spine. And then you flatten that area as if you were tucking your tail under. Beautiful, Leah. That's it, Corinne. And then you let that go. So there's just, and it's a rocking motion, right? There's no lifting of the pelvis. You're just rocking. I forgot to ask your name. What's your name?
Carolyn.
So one of the things to notice right now for yourself is which direction feels, I'm going to say, either easier or more familiar? Right? Good. Okay. So you're going to pause in between those two places, right? And that's called neutral. So you're not requiring your back to flatten and it's not overarched, but it should be a little arched. So right there, Carolyn, right about there. Yep. Okay, so there's a little arch, right? And this is something that is foreign to a lot of people because people think their back should be flat and it should never be flat. Okay, because you have a curve there. Okay, so for those of you that remember, right, we're going to do the breath and breathing where you take in a breath. So I'm going to describe this for Carolyn. We take in a breath, you hold it, and then you push it down and pull it up. But here's the thing. Really, really try to take your breath in only in your chest. That means when you take a breath in, suck your belly in. Hold the breath, and then you push the breath down to push your belly way out as if you were pregnant, and your chest flattens, right? But you don't exhale. This is holding your breath, so you're exercising the diaphragm. And for most of us that have back issues, the diaphragm's really weak. So again, take in a breath. So I'll help you with this, Carolyn. Okay. So, and you know, like with this, let me help that. See, that's, there you go. There we go. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So think of sucking your tummy in and there and hold it. Now you don't get to exhale. Now just push your belly out and flatten your chest. That's it. Now pull it back up and push it back out. Push. That's it. Pull and push. Okay. And let it go. So when you're doing this, right, when you suck the belly in, the lower back flattens. And then when you push the belly out, the diaphragm, guess what? The lower back arches. So when your diaphragm is weak, right, it's sucked in, and that's from a lot of sitting bent over and not having a strong core either, right? That's it. Now push it out. So when you push out, you feel it pulls the lower back to arch. Yeah, you do too much here. This is too artificial. Okay, so relax. Right here, I want your neutral. So you tend to be neutral here.
Yeah.
Neutral's here for you. Yeah, you're way still too tucked under. Okay, so without changing neutral, take a breath in your chest. Hold it. Now push down and out. There. Now suck it in. And now push it out. That's it. More, more, more. Push, push. Now suck it in slowly.
Okay. Sorry.
That's okay. But yeah, because you go way too much here. That's way too far. So let's start here. That's it. And now push your belly out there. And now pull it back into there and push it back out. How are we doing? Good? Okay. Good, Corinne, excellent. Okay, so now let's let that go and straighten your legs, right? That diaphragm's a big muscle. And just feel how you're resting now. So my guess is you have a little bit more of an arch in the lower back. Leah? Yep, right? Okay, excellent. That's where you wanna be, okay? So that diaphragm relates to what we're going to go into affecting the core. Okay? Okay, so from here, let's bring your left arm towards the ceiling. There you go. And we're going to just do a movement of reaching towards the ceiling and slightly diagonal across yourself. letting your left shoulder come up, and your head's just going to hang back, right? So we're just going to get a little rotation going, a little arching of the spine and the head. That's it, Carolyn. You can let your head tilt a little bit more back. So, yeah, so there. And easy. And remember with this, your elbow stays straight. So your arm is like a stick. So when we did this last week, if you can remember, this brings a little bit weight over to the right side of the pelvis. Nope, you just let yourself breathe. So great question. So the most important thing to ask yourself is, are you breathing? So when something gets hard, we stop. So there's no special in or out right now, but just make sure that you're breathing. So as we do this, just let this, keep your head down.
I'm sorry.
Just feel, let this come out a little bit. Nope. Just
that won't work.
No, it's just think hip.
Oh,
there,
okay.
There. You're doing beautiful.
Thank you, Sharon.
Yeah. Do you want a little roller under your knees? Didn't we do that last time? Yeah. Well, it's not too late. I think that made a really big difference, didn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, let's put this so you're not straining. Yeah.
Oh. So
right? Right. So when we strain, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay, is that enough? Let's rest that arm. And then we're going to do the same thing, right, with your right arm. So think of the shoulder blade. That's it, Leah. Shoulder blade and chest. And lessen the shoulder, right? So think of the movement coming from here. Here, where my hand is here. And not so much in the shoulder. That should be better, yes? Think here, my trunk. That's it. So think more up and a little less across. So your head hangs, beautiful, Barb. That's it, Lynn. See how your belly's going forward, Lynn? Beautiful. And let's rest that. So rest. Rest your arm. Okay, so let's go back to bending your knees, but we're going to add on to it. So once your knees are up, you're now going to bring your knees into your chest. So they hang over your chest, but you're not going to use your hands to help them. That's it. And your knees are wide, and the lower legs are, that's fine, Lynn, relaxed. Okay? Now, let's bring both arms up. Okay? So we're going to alternate. We're going to first reach with the left arm, which will roll you a little bit over to the right. And then you come back and you reach with the right arm. Really good, Leah. So reach. So, yeah. But I want you to feel what you're doing. So pay attention. So feel how you're not doing anything with your pelvis. Okay? So we want you to do.
Both hands together.
So roll a little bit. Yeah, just there you go.
Oh, a little bit of a. Oh, okay.
So you're rolling a little bit.
Oh.
Right? And it's almost like that the knees start to reach, beautiful, Leah. The knees start to reach just like the arms a little bit. Right? So as the right arm reaches, the right knee reaches. That's it, Caroline. As the left knee reaches, right? Excellent. Now bring your hands to be with your knees. And can you continue the same thing now with your knees and your pelvis? So Leah, this is really important. Don't let those knees go together, right? So let the knee move away from you and pull on the shoulder. That's it. And then you come back and let the knee pull on the shoulder. And it's easier if your hands are like this. Think of the knee pulling. Yeah. And then this has to... That's it, Barb. So think of the knee coming up towards the ceiling a little bit more. That's it. That's it. Yeah. Isn't that amazing how much it pulls you? That's it, Leah. Beautiful, Corinne. So your back starts to arch. So this is really important. When I say your back, it also means your ribs. Right, Leah? So this is something we started to address a little bit with you yesterday. For a lot of us, our ribs and back is very round, right? So it creates an arch. Excellent. Okay, come back onto your back. Lengthen your legs and rest. And let's go back to sensing your four dots in your rectangle and see how that's feeling.
Way flatter than it was.
Okay, let's have you roll to your side, come up to sitting, and when you sit, you're going to stand your feet, and your hands are going to be with your knees again. So we did this last week, but if you weren't here last week, that's okay. Never matters. Right? So what we worked on is, let's see if you guys can see me better with. You guys, can you see? Can you guys see? Okay. Okay. So what we worked with is this idea here. We're engaging now the core. So you're going to start to round back, right? And your hands always stay with your knees. Notice my elbows relaxed, bent, so that your feet come a little bit away from the floor. And then you're going to bring yourself back down, and you're going to arch and bring your... Okay, bring your belly forward, right? So you're arching the back. So you're going to arch, and then you're going to round. And this is a really important transition. As you come forward, is to arch. Okay? Please do not stay like this and do this. Do you see the difference? Arch. Round. Okay? Now, each time we're going to just play with, and what's lovely about this is that it's really playing with, if you can go a little further, right? And like for like Leah, if this is as far as you can go, I don't care, that's fine. You stop right here, and you get the arching and push the belly, which is exercising the diaphragm. But in time, right, the idea is could one go back? You were just here, right, to come here. Corinne, bring, yeah, arch sooner. Right, so arch right there, right as soon as the feet come away from the floor. So now reverse it and arch Push the, yes, push the belly out first. Beautiful, Lynn. Barb, beautiful. Right, and this goes back to releasing the hip flexors. Leah, excellent. So go back a little bit, Carolyn, and then belly first. That's it. Excellent. Now what we played with last week is bringing the right hand down. Only the right hand. We only have one right hand. Okay? And if you want, you can let the right leg stand. And sometimes it likes to straighten. You come all the way down. Your right arm is next to you, palm down. You think first. The left leg is moving away from you. Lift your head. Lean on the elbow. You're going to just stop right here and hang out. Core. Belly forward. Come up to sitting. That's okay. Lean back down. Yeah, you can. If you just pause right here. Just pause right here. That's it. So feel the rounding and the arching. Rounding, arching. There you go. Pause right there, Leah. Don't go any further. And then come back up and push on that hand. There you go. Excellent, guys. Let's change. So we'll follow. So now you hold. You start to lean towards the left hand. Come to the left elbow. Reverse it. Come up, belly forward. Sit tall. Round. Lean on the left elbow. Come back up. Do it again. That's it, Corinne. Breathe. And now go all the way back and rest on your back. Beautiful. And then round. Huh? Isn't it amazing? Right? So, Lynn, how's this feeling with the core? Place. So rest. Legs long, arms long. Always come back to this resting position. Notice your breath and your breathing. So let's keep the right arm along your side with the right palm down and bring your left arm up towards the ceiling, right? And we're going to start from here. So you're going to reach with your left arm towards the ceiling, let the head lift, and just come up onto your right forearm and a hand. So legs are long, they can bend, and they're spread apart. And then you go back down. Here comes the core work. So a little straighter, yeah. So elbow out, right there, perfect. That's it. Much better. And then right there. Yeah, it could even be a little closer to you. There. Much better. No, your core is getting so much stronger. Feel that. See, everything got else is lighter now because that's really kicking in. That used to be so, but the right positioning of the pelvis. See, when you were back too far, you couldn't get the core going.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that was the piece that I was using.
So now, back to Carolyn's question. When you reach on the exhale, Carolyn. That's it. And use your hand, and then also use and let your legs spread a little bit apart. There you go. Go back on the forearm and just feel that. Push your wrist down. That's it. Use that's forearm. It'll save your life. There and then back down. So you feel that in the core right there?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Beautiful, Barb. Beautiful. Now can we shift to the other side? Beautiful, Leah. I like how you're pausing there. So now bring the right arm up. Your left hand is close to your body. Only the elbow is slightly bent out, right? Legs are spread apart, a little wider. Let your legs be soft. And then start to reach. And come up onto the other forearm. And then slowly go back down. Right there, Carolyn. Up, back up. So those wrists like to pop up on you. Okay, so go back. Right here. And just pause so that you can feel the whole arm. There you go, forearm. And then you can go back down. Feel how, you notice how that the wrists like to pop up? That's it. Beautiful, Barb. Get your wrist down. There. Wrist. Leah, lean on that wrist. Right, so if your wrist pops up when you bring weight to your elbow, pause to get it flat. Okay? What it looks like for so many of you, right? So here you are, right? You're reaching, and you get to this place, and you do this. Right? Flat. Only then can you use your wrist with your elbow. But if you're popped up like this, do you understand? You can't bring the chest up anymore because you don't have the wrist engaging with the rest of the arm. This transition is critical. Back to the bridge lesson. So just that in itself is important. That comes, push it down, comes from computer work, comes from driving cars, comes from all the things you do where you bend your wrists like this. Okay? Barb, excellent. And we should do a skiing lesson, why you don't need to hold poles tight. Okay, let's take a break. Barb, do you hold your poles tight? Oh, good.
Hold it. Don't squish
them. Right. Good. Just rest. Feel your breath and your breathing. So this next movement, let's alternate, right? So let's, what we'll do is we'll try reaching with the right arm while the left arm is down. And then as you come back down, you'll raise the left arm up, right? And bring the right down. But start with the right arm up. Reach up and come all the way up to sitting. Push that belly out, Lynn. So yeah, get that new place. Round back down. And once you're on your back, wait till you're on your back before, Corinne, you change. So use the arm that you are leaning on to take you all the way down. And then get in that loop quicker, sooner. Quicker. Back, Lynn. Yeah, right there. So start to come up. You're too tucked under. Push. There. That's the new place. Reach. Reach. Push the belly out. Yes. Don't go back so quick. For you, you hold off. You have to hold off because it's so strong in you, the habit. And for your ribs to be behind you instead of in front of you. Okay, I'll keep alternating. You can take a break. Okay, so what this means is, isn't it nice we don't have that fan on and it's like the nicest temperature in here today? And just to not have that I'm like, boy, is it peaceful. Okay, so come up, see if you guys can see me, right? These are your ribs. Maybe you guys see if you can put your hands on your ribs. Okay, so there's this place where the bottom ribs, right before they come to your waist. So you're not here. You're here, okay? So two-thirds of us are here. Get there. Look what the head does. Look what the shoulders do. This means your ribs are behind your pelvis. Conceptually, get it. No good. When you're there, diaphragm dead. Okay? Your ribs are to be in front of you. Leah, we did this yesterday, right? And for her working, and then you bend from your hips, you're not here, right? So try it again. Round and feel how those ribs go behind you. It's not the waist. So Lynn, this has been, so when you're back here, you can't reach, can you, Leah? You can't work. You strain all this. Why? Your ribs are behind your pelvis. Ribs come in front of the pelvis. Right, that's why the hip flexors are tight, because as soon as you collapse the ribs, which collapses the diaphragm that's attached to the lumbar, hip flexors hook in. If you didn't have hip flexors, somebody snapped them here, you'd fall back. So this does all the work, right? So as soon as you get the ribs in front of the pelvis, hips can free up. But it's really important conceptually to understand what that means. So if you're on your back and you're really tucked under, Lynn, and you're rounded here, there's no way to get up, right? Right? So you've got to have the arch to get up. This. And see how my ribs come forward? Excellent. Let's try again. Isn't it though? Thank you. I got so many compliments last night too. And you know what's funny? I'm recording this. I was shopping with my daughter before taking her to college, and it came from, I think it's called Urban Outfitters.
Yes.
Eagle Urban Outfitters, like total teeny bopper place. It was like $12, you guys. I was just like, oh, I like that top. Anyways, I've never been in that store. I thought I couldn't go wrong for $12.
You qualify as a mama bopper.
A mama?
Not a teeny bopper.
I'm a mama bopper. I'm sneaking into those stores that they go to.
Well, I go in there and buy stuff for my grandchildren, and then, oh, I'm away.
Yeah, exactly. You're in there, and I'm buying stuff for her, and I'm like, wow, this, you know what I liked is I liked how the arms are like see-through, but then it's got this nice black. Thank you. It's.
Oh, it was a good get.
It was, and I liked the collar too.
Well, it's a scar.
Okay, that's it. Caroline learned something. You got it. You feel the difference? Right? So the next piece, I'd like you to do it just a couple more times, is as you're doing it, now feel the power when your ribs come forward in your core. Right? We've talked about this. This is like going to the plank. Your core is strong when it's long. Your core is not strong when you're all bent and forward over you. That's why any form of sit-up is no good. No good. They should be eliminated. Right? That's why we did the plank. Huh? Okay, rest. Everybody's tired. Rest. You guys are doing excellent. Right? I mean, does it kind of make sense? Right? You can see over our lives, if we sit in cars and desks, right, that we get slouchy, our ribs get behind our pelvis. So the diaphragm is no longer engaged. Guess our breathing goes. We get fatigued easier, right? Then we start to have lower back issues, hip issues. But what's important is to see how they all tie in together, right? They all relate. So just learning this one component is changing like seven things for you. It's that important. We worked on this yesterday.
Yeah,
I'm reiterating today.
One side, I can undo this.
That's okay. One side's better than no side. It'll come. Right?
Yes, ma'am.
One side's always better. Something's better than nothing.
I got it.
Okay, so let's go back. I like what Corinne's doing. Let's go back to bending your knees. And let's hold your knees. So bring your knees over your chest, right? So let's go back to this position, right? And you're going to start to lift one knee, right? So notice if we lift the left knee and arm, the right comes down. And then you're going to come back. And eventually, right, could you roll to the side? And guess what? You're leaning on the forearm and your leg to come up to side sit. Right? Aha! But you don't let go of your knee. You can hold on to the knee so then you come up to side sit. That's it, Lynn. Look at how easy that was. Then you go back down and then you do the other side because I'm holding on to the record. That's it. Go all the way over. So you have to lean on that forearm and then the other leg is pulling you up. That's it, Caroline. So pull. That's it. Come all the way up to side sit. Yeah. Beautiful, Barb. Just spread the knees a little bit more, Barb, so they don't hit each other when you side sit. That's it, Corinne.
Wait, but that, you know, thrust of the arch is so, it makes such a difference.
It makes such
it's
a difference.
Amazing.
Yes! Beautiful, Lynn. Now you're getting it.
Yeah, really.
So is Corinne. She's just, it's like this very pivotal moment. And once you get it, it's just critical for life. That's it, Lynn. And then start to notice, continue going back and forth, right? Is one side, there might be one side that's a little easier, a little more familiar, right? And that's like with Leah, we really worked on it. It went back to the ribs. She can arch on one side and then the other side doesn't quite know how to arch. And you guys, I got it too. I'm a great archer on the left side. It's harder on the right side.
I'm the other way.
Okay. Beautiful, Carolyn.
Right-handed and right archer. But my left
arch.
Okay, so let's rest. Let's rest. Come back onto your backs and rest. Now, doesn't it feel so much easier this week with your abs? See, and now when you're resting, legs long, arms long, just feel the breath and the breathing, right? Feel how much larger your breathing is, your breath, because that diaphragm has gotten exercised. So you're expanding. So that means you're getting more oxygen, right? So if you're going to get more oxygen, you're going to be more alert, right? But we wonder why kids get so tired in classes and they're all hunched over and okay, so let's try this again. Let's bend your knees and then bring your knees into your chest. Get a hold of the knees with your hands. Same position, knees apart. And let's try going once to one side and then the other side and then start to come up to sitting just like you did. Beautiful, Corinne. That's it, Lynn. And then go back. So once you come up to each side, a couple times, we're going to try coming up the middle. Ooh. Go all the way over, Lynn. So let your head come all, that's it, all the way over. That's it, Barb. And then come up the middle. So then how do you come straight up? Beautiful. Right? Easier it is. This was such a struggle before. That's it. Keep going. There you go. There you go. That's it.
I don't get that rib cage engaged early enough.
No, you're doing fine. It's just also getting it familiar. You're coming along. This is huge for you.
Laying down, I was thinking too of bringing shoulder blades together.
Your shoulder blades come together.
What happens when you do that?
Yes, it does.
So if I can get
which is like the bridge. So alternate. Go back from doing a side to in the center. So play with, I want you to play for a minute with all three of these on your own. Just explore. So you're kind of, everybody goes at their own rhythm. Really clarifying for yourself the ease. Right? This gets easier and easier. That's it. That's it, Lynn.
I can go down.
So, and really discover what is the easiest direction. I know our habit is to always go after what's hard. But if you work with what's easiest, what is hard will get easier. That's it. That little bit, Lynn, that's it. That's nice, Caroline. But even more, bring the back arched and the chest forward. That's it. Sit up nice and beautiful. Okay, let's take a rest again on your back. And we'll go one more time back to legs long. So legs long, arms long. Okay, so from lying down, let's bring the right arm up to the ceiling. The left is down by your side. Remember, the elbow's just a tiny bit out. Palm is down. You're going to reach with that right arm. You're going to spread your legs a little bit apart, right? Because you're going to come up all the way to sitting. That's it, Lynn. Bring the belly. Yes. Even a tad sooner. And then you go back, and you're going to then, once you're all the way down, you change the arms. So then you nicely lower the right arm. That's it. Don't bend the right arm up so much, Lynn. There you go. And reach and think of your head. There you go. Come on. There you go. Belly forward now. Chest out. That's it. Sooner. That's it. So now, Lynn, start to go back a little bit. To your forearm, right there. Now from that point is where you want the chest to come up and reach. Nope, see how you drop back. So right here, lean, and you can relax right there. Let your rib cage, there. Now bring it forward. It goes with the reaching, that's it. It goes with the reaching, right? Why do people reach with their arm? Right, Leah? Reach with their arm and they round the ribs back. Hello, shoulder injury. Right? Makes no sense. Now you come up. Boop. Now you round. Right? Round. Because you're leaning back. Round. Let the chest collapse. Now chest forward because you're reaching.
Okay. I don't think I put those two together.
No, I know you didn't. That's why I'm coming over to work with you. That's it. Does that make sense? Right? I mean, sometimes it's so obvious, but not obvious, right? But if you're going to reach, the ribs need to come forward. Otherwise, you will have a shoulder injury. Lee is our expert in that arena. She liked that. Ribs, that's it. See, the more she gets the ribs involved, the better her shoulder is going to heal. By the time she visits us next year, her shoulder is going to be so much better. Okay, rest. Good. Yeah, so go back to resting. Do you dare want to try both arms? Yeah? Right? Remember, it's kind of like the zombie. So it's better, instead of being all the way up, they can like reach more by your sides to the front of you. But you can try that way too, Corinne. Yeah, like that, Carolyn. And then, but then reach forward. Yeah. Like you're a zombie. I call it the zombie. That's it. Corinne's really got this. She is loving it. Once you get it, it's like, right? Yeah. You realize everything is so much easier and lighter. It's like, how could I have missed this?
Yeah. That pull through the torso. Tell me what I'm missing here.
You're doing good. It's just, I think, part of it here. I just don't want this to turn off. There you go. There. Okay, so go back. So again, it's your pelvis. So let a little bit more, yes, let that little bit of arch. Now.
Oh, that does make it easier.
Do you see how much, right? So from the get-go, this is what I really have noticed about you. Tuck it under, really tuck. If you're there, like, oh, yeah. Impossible.
Well, you're helping.
Not that much. It's so much lighter. So you have to really think of, that's it. Start from there. You did that all by yourself. Do you see what a difference that makes? This is huge for everybody, but you're getting it. Yeah, and even if you just stop right there and then transition, right? And go back and forth, right? This is exercising the diaphragm with your lumbar and letting these ribs come forward. But like Leah, so many of you had to lock all this up from injury. How are we doing, Carolyn? Beautiful. Look at you. Excellent. Now at the end, I want those ribs forward. I know you tend to spread your legs apart. So, no, you lean forward, but that's ribs forward.
Oh, okay.
Now,
with the
take your ribs back. That's ribs back.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want. See
mm-hmm.
that?
Mm-hmm.
That from here to here. And especially that's important for you because of up here. No, it's going to help when these ribs, but for you, same as Barb, when there's more weight up here, right?
Yeah.
This.
From years of sitting over a desk.
There you go. Okay, you guys are having fun. We're not supposed to have fun in here. No, I'm teasing. Okay, rest on your backs. It's super cool when you get it. I know, Corinne's on cloud 9.
Being such a hip flexor person, straining down here,
not these things. And then it's, the next step is from class, right, is leaving here and taking this into all aspects of your life. So when you're sitting at the desk or computer or reaching or cooking, Lynn, reaching to get a glass, a pot in the pan, anything like that, the ribs come forward. It's critical. Otherwise, you will strain your shoulders, right? And it gets worse and worse. It's easier to strain as we get older. Like I'm especially seeing like with my poor mom, right? It doesn't take much because our ligaments and tissues are more frail, right? So if the ribs aren't helping out, then it's really easy to get a tear. So notice how you're lying on your backs now. Go back to your four dots, your rectangle, sensing your spine in between. Just feeling how all that feels right now. feeling your breath and your breathing. Roll your head gently to the left and right, observing how your neck feels now, which should feel really effortless and smooth because of using your ribs and your core. There's no work with the neck muscles because there shouldn't be. Our neck muscles are just there to support us turning, but what holds your neck up is your extensors, which we just did, in your core. Excellent. So now maybe you think about what we did today and pick one of the ways, because we did multiple ways, that you might want to use to bring yourself up first to sitting and then bring yourself up to standing.